To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook, Twitter, or MeWe. Good morning. Thank God it's Friday. And while you're at it, you can thank Jesus and the Holy Spirit, too. I'm especially chipper this morning because after last night's discipleship class, I am sure of my purpose and have determined to be true to my calling and will go forward with my plans to teach the 11-week Freedom in Christ course at Rock Solid Church from September 9th to November 18th, taking us into the future from Labor Day to Turkey Day. With dwindling numbers in my current series, I had contemplated only podcasting the autumn class, but as I have been praying about it and I have been more and more convicted to continue with the plans of teaching at the church and to leave the results up to God. When you seek God's direction, you discover that sometimes it was actually very simple, be faithful, and very clear, do what you're called to do. But your own fears and insecurities are the only thing clouding the way. Speaking of setting out into the clarity of a new day, today's photo comes to us from a friend's recent early morning paddling journey towards the sunrise on the shores of the Patuxent River at the Asprey Boathouse in Warwick, Rhode Island. I just love the image of my friend's companion facing the sun and the glory of the early morning sky and sunrise that just invites all of us to come and see what the new day has for us. Our lives are a journey into the mystery of what God has intended for us to be our purpose. When we align ourselves with His will for our lives, we discover the peace and harmony that He wants us to experience. But the going is not always easy, because we are not always keen on the way we should go and sometimes choose the wrong things to follow. And last night's Bondage Breaker lesson, I shared quite a bit on some of the missteps I have taken in my walk with the Lord, where I thought I was more than I was, and how the experience of trying to discern the truth of God's Word and to apply it to my life has been a humbling experience at times over the years. But the thing is, from the moment I heard the gospel message that saved me, I have been determined to follow the truth of God's Word no matter where it would take me, causing me to progressively turn from my worldly ways of darkness to God's ways of wisdom and love. This morning, in contemplating my journey, I was reminded of the scene in An Officer and a Gentleman, where the drill sergeant, played by Louis Gossett Jr., threatens to expel Richard Gere's character, Zach Mayo, from the service, saying, "You're out," causing Mayo to erupt in an emotional catharsis to keep his spot, saying, "Don't you do it. Don't. You. I ain't got nowhere else to go. I got nowhere else to go. I ain't got nothing else." To see that scene of Gere and Gossett's Oscar-winning performance, I've included a link on the blog today. I did not do it justice. It's very emotional. And if I tried, I think I'd break into tears just like Gere did. So you could check out the scene for what it is. It's really great. It's that attitude, though, of desperation and desire that causes us to continue to seek the Lord and follow where He leads. That sentiment has been placed in the hearts of believers who decide to walk the path of Christian discipleship since the days of Christ's earthly ministry, most vividly shown in Scripture by the Apostle Peter's response when others began to walk away from Jesus. John 6:67-69 tells us, "Then Jesus said to the 12, 'Do you also want to go away?' But Simon Peter answered him, 'Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.'" As much as the original apostles failed to fully understand all that Jesus was trying to teach them, they all knew that they had nowhere else to go. They weren't following an ideology or a philosophy. They were following the Word made flesh. They weren't trying to show how good they were by keeping a bunch of rules. They were following the Son of God. Even though they didn't understand all that He said, the reason for all they did, serving and declaring the gospel until there was no earthly life in them, was because they understood who Jesus is, God the Son. So trust that Jesus is who he said he was. There are generations of believers that have gone before us whose lives were transformed by their relationship with him and proclaimed him as the truth, the way, and the life. Jesus doesn't force anyone to go with him, though. He only invites us to come and see. But when we accept Christ's invitation to a new, eternal, abundant life by making him our Lord and Savior, we see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man, with the Holy Spirit confirming in our spirits that not only is Christ the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but confirming that we are welcomed in as beloved children of God and co-heirs with him and his royal family. So remember who you are in Christ, or take the first step to discover it by saying yes and amen to all that the Lord has for you. This morning's meditation verse is 1 Corinthians 6:18 from the New King James Version. It says, "Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body." Today's verse speaks of the reality of spiritual consequences to the sins of the flesh. I think this is like the third verse that we've encountered on fleeing sexual immorality in the last couple of weeks, and it highlights God's will for our lives to be pure in the sexual realm. Sex is a wonderful gift from God that is intended to be for pleasure and for the expression of love between husband and wife. Any sex outside of marriage, of a marriage covenant, is missing the mark of what God intends for sex to be. When we indulge in sex outside of marriage, the resultant feelings of shame or guilt when we first lose our virginity tells us that we have done something wrong. Of course, in the throes of ecstasy of sexual pleasure, we can easily get over our guilt and shame and rationalize away any feelings of immorality and sink into all kinds of sexual bondage. Today's verse tells us that when we give in to sexual immorality, that we sin against our own body, pointing to the fact that there are some spiritual, emotional, and physical connections that exist that are difficult to understand. Other portions of Scripture, like the preceding verses in Corinthians 6, tell us that when we have sex with someone, we become one flesh, and that we can be joined to a harlot. These verses document the existence of sexual soul ties that we create through our sexual encounters. The experiential evidence for these ties is the emotional, physical, and spiritual draw that our old partners have over us, sometimes causing us to obsessively remember old what's-his-name or what's-her-name, and to desire a reuniting of the flesh. The good news is that those soul ties can be broken through renunciation and prayer. Going through Dr. Neil Anderson's The Steps to Freedom in Christ specifically breaks those ties. So if you want to be free of this baggage of your sexual history, and I recommend it to everyone, you can go to the link that I provide on the blog today to download a free copy of The Steps to Freedom in Christ and pray through them. And that's how we get freedom over any besetting sin. We confess our sins to God, agree with what he says about how we are to live, renounce what we've done in the past, and walk on in his ways by faith and the power of the Holy Spirit to increasing freedom and sustained victory. So don't take your sins lightly. Renew your mind to adopt God's view of what's right and wrong, and ask the Lord to give you spiritual discernment to see the darkness of the world system we live in. When you see the goodness of God and realize the bondages that we suffer through in a world that calls us to live independently of him, you will draw close to the Lord for his protection, cleansing, and love. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors. Today we continue to share from Dr. Neil Anderson's Victory Over the Darkness and chapter 10. And today's section continues yesterday's topic, which was not ignoring the warning signs of your emotions. And today's section is specifically on the hammer of indiscriminate expression and the openness of acknowledgement. If you want to check out those sections under that topic, go to mtforchrist.org to see that resource. As always, I invite people to check out my discipleship classes that we've put on the blog, on the podcast. We did a series on Victory Over Darkness in the spring and The Bondage Breaker that we're about to finish up next week. Last night, I uploaded Bondage Breaker Lesson 11. If you want to hear my humbling testimony and everything that goes along with the lesson last night, you can check that out. And always, as always, I invite people to check out our Bible study discussions with Arthur and Susanna Sincotti. We'll be doing another one on Sunday. So, you know, my job, my purpose as a Christian is to encourage people to walk in their faith 24/7. That's why it's MT for Christ 24/7. That it's not, our faith isn't supposed to be a weekly observance. It's supposed to be a relationship with God that doesn't end. And when we realize, you know, we're not following a set of beliefs, but we're following the person of God's Son and our Savior and the Holy Spirit to lead us, you know, it becomes a dynamic journey into faith. And as I taught last night in our class, you know, I know that the answers to all our problems lie in our faith in Jesus Christ. One bondage after another, one emotional issue after another can be laid down at the cross and walked away from. And if you're not experiencing the freedom and abundant life that Christ has called us all to, it's because you're not following the Lord. And I mean, whoa, that's pretty harsh. Rather than praying over you every week, I think you should pick up the your cross and follow him. That's why I invite people to follow the discipleship's path, which is merely living your faith out in every aspect of your life. It doesn't have to be complicated, but you do have to start walking in his direction and take responsibility for what you've done and for what you need to do in Christ. You know, and it's not easy, but man, one step at a time, one day at a time. And we all get closer. And when we start experiencing the freedom and victory, man, you never want to go back. Like Peter said, you know, where else are we supposed to go? You have the words of life. So follow those words and you'll experience the life that Christ has for you. Thank you for listening. Thank God it's Friday and have a great day. God bless you all.